Love Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello. Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 90 minutes. We've got a fantastic show planned for you tonight. And, you know, we've got these alarms that go off all around here all the time, sending us our reminders for the broadcast. So if you hear a little jamming music in the background, you know what? It's because we're always excited to bring you all a live show. So we've got a good one for you tonight. Ms. Cross will not be joining us tonight. She's got another engagement. So I've got my other co-host that will be joining me as well. And Lady C will be closing us out tonight. And speaking of Lady C, let me go ahead and bring her in here. Lady C, it's always a pleasure to have you on tonight's broadcast.
Hello, everybody. I hope everyone has had a fabulous week, and I hope everybody is ready for the show.
All right. This topic is a little different. I think there's a lot here in tonight's broadcast. You may very well want to text a friend and send them that link to join tonight's topic, because tonight is going to be a heavy one. We're pulling out all the artillery tonight. Tonight, it's, you know, we don't want to step on anybody's toes. If you're married or dating and you feel that you're in love, but tonight's topic is how to know if and when you are with the right companion. How to know if and when you're with the right companion. So tonight, Lacey, let me just start with you before we go to the story. We're going to go to the story in about 2 or 3 minutes. And I want to begin by asking you the question. I mean, how can somebody expect to know if they're, I guess all of us, if we're dating and then we move on, we progress that to an engagement or marriage, we figure we've made the right decision and that's the right companion. But for some reason down the road, in a lot of cases, more than 55% now, those same marriages end up in divorce. So how do you know if you're with the right companion? Lady C, your thoughts.
To be honest with you, you know, I really don't know. It's hard for me to answer that one, because the person I thought was going to be my right-hand guy turned out to be not so, you know. But I do say this, the relationship will feel natural to you. And you can see yourself, you know, if you die, you want to die next to that person. I can say that, you know. But other than that, well, I would not know.
So it all of this came to you later in life when you realized that the one that you thought was it turned out to obviously not be it. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough. Tonight, if you're just joining us, we've got a real heavy hitter for you tonight. Tonight's topic is how to know if and when you are with the right companion. You know, companionship, you know, it's oftentimes people don't want to be alone. So, you know, when you have gone through perhaps a number of relationships or the lack of relationships, and you're out there by yourself, sometimes people tend to settle. They tend to settle and just say, well, okay, I'll just, this guy likes me or this girl, she seems to have an interest in me, and hey, you know, I'm female and he's male, or I'm male and she's female. You know, maybe we can make this work. At least I don't have to be alone. Lacey, would you say that that's the attitude to take? I mean, certainly it's not an attitude I want to take, just to have a companion.
I mean, definitely not. I don't want to live the lifestyle of saying, I just want to be with somebody because I don't want to be alone. Because that person that you are with truly may not even love you or treat you the way you need to be treated. So I would say definitely not.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And see, and neither do I. I can't see myself just settling just to say that I got somebody now. But then again, you know, you never know. Because, Lady C, let's say that you were 75 years of age and you know, your kids are grown, assuming that you have children, and, you know, you haven't had a companion and you live by yourself and you just got a couple of cats. Could you see yourself possibly settling, or is it that you probably don't know? Because you don't know what it's like to be 75.
But I know my personality. I'm not settling
okay.
at 75 years old. And I'm just going to be the crazy cat lady.
All right. That's fair. Okay. Okay. That's awesome. That is awesome. Okay. At least let me go to the phone lines here and let's see who do we have so far before we go to tonight's story. Let's go to 240-254. Hello and welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have with us and welcome?
Hi, how are you? My name is Mahatara Youssef. I have a company called Holistic Safe Space. Thank you so much for having me on your show. This is a really interesting topic. I was thinking about it like while I was listening to you all talk. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Very interesting.
So one of the things about my company, Holistic Safe Space, is that we work with cancer patients in remission, right? And a lot of people always say, well, I don't have cancer, but I love you all's program. How can I be a part? Because we don't just teach you how to eat healthy. We teach you how to live a healthy lifestyle. And to the question, how to know if you're with the right person, I think that when you are more in alignment and when you're more balanced with yourself and you take time to, you know, to pray or meditate, I'm not, you know, not saying that you have to pray, but to silence yourself, you know, God will speak to you. You know, you will hear and you can know and feel if situations are for you or against you, you know, and it's not just with relationships, it's with every aspect of your life. When you take the time to listen to your body, to how you're feeling, your emotions, you will know if this is working. Like when you have a headache, your body is trying to tell you something isn't right. But most of the time you just take a Tylenol or an Advil and quickly get over it without even stopping to think, hold on, wait a minute, maybe my body is not feeling okay or doing okay. And I think that, you know, perhaps you may never know, because sometimes if you get married to somebody and you end up in divorce, it doesn't mean that you didn't need them for that amount of time that you all shared together. You know, divorce doesn't necessarily mean it was a waste of your time. So
right,
I feel like, yeah, so, you know, having a companion or loving somebody, you will be able to know when it's working, because if it's working, it feels good. And when it stops working, that's okay too, because then you're going to know it's not going to feel good. And the more that you, you know, get within yourself and you are more aware of who you are, what you deserve, who you are in the world, what your purpose is, it makes those type of decisions a lot easier to have.
All right. Mahatara, we certainly do appreciate your comments. She's with Holistic Safe Space. She's going to she's one of our prospective clients that will be possibly advertising with us. Just tell the people how they can get in touch with you and where you're located, and then we're going to move on with the program and perhaps bring you back in momentarily. Go ahead, Mahatara.
Okay, yeah. So we are in Lawrenceville, Virginia. We have, again, our nonprofit is called Holistic Safe Space, and we work with cancer patients who are in remission. We help them heal from the effects of chemotherapy and radiation. We are having our grand opening this Saturday. We're having it live and virtual. So even if you're, you know, tuning in anywhere throughout the United States and you wanted to find out a little bit more about us, you know, Holistic Safe Space. We have our Facebook, our Instagram, and I recommend, you know, maybe following us or checking there so that way you can get the web address. You can get our contact information for the office if you have any other questions, if that seems like something that you might be interested in.
All right. Do you have a phone number that they can reach out if they're listening over to tonight's broadcast or a website? You can certainly give that over there.
Oh, yeah, sure. The phone number is 434-532-8252, and it is holisticsafespace.org.
Okay. All right. Mahatara, we certainly do appreciate you. We're going to ask you to stand by, and we'll bring you back in to give you an opportunity to advertise a little bit more. Lady C,
All right, wonderful.
Oh, excellent. Ladies, I want to go back to you now. Before we go to tonight's story, I'm going to read the story in a couple of minutes. Because, ladies, here I'm thinking the right companion. And I've certainly heard what Mahatara said, and I've heard what you said, Lady C. And I'm just thinking, you know, we're thinking, you know, when we're in our teens, we think differently. And according to psychology and science, the developmental stages for humans are different. And what we find is that the way that you're thinking in your teens may not and is not likely the way you're going to be thinking in your 20s. And then even in your 20s, you're probably going to change some of your thinking in your 30s. And it goes on in increments, your 40s and your 50s. So by the time you get to 75, if you're by yourself, I know you say you'll just be that crazy cat lady, if I may use your terminology, then you never know. So sometimes we don't know, because we haven't reached that point, and we don't know what the environmental circumstances are like. Is it so? But can you speak with the affirmation that you can say, well, I know myself, and I will not settle? Is that what you're saying, Lady C?
I know myself, and I'm not just going to have just any man on my arm at 75. I never just, even now, I'm not just going to just settle with any man. Even when I first started dating, I just didn't settle with any man. So I know at 75, I'm not just going to settle with any man.
Okay, when you get to be 75, Lady C, give me a call. I'm going to see what's going on, okay?
Okay. Wait a minute. We're going to flip the question. Would a man just settle with just any woman at your age, at 75, 80, 65?
Well, you know what? I'm not at that age. I'm not at that age, but I can tell you, I mean, I want to think that I know myself well enough if you're asking me the question. Everything in life is based on two words, everything in life. And those two words are, it depends. And it depends in this situation what the environmental situation is, what, you know, where I'm living, what my health issues may be, or anything along that. So it's like it's hard to say. The way that I am feeling now at my youthful age, I want to say, of course not. I'm not going to settle. I want to sound like you do. But then we don't know what the circumstances are. You just end up, you may settle when you don't want to settle because of circumstances. I'm going to ask this question. Let's go to the phone lines and let's see. If we can bring somebody, let me go and bring my other co-host in first. Monica, it's nice to have you join us. Welcome to tonight's podcast.
Thank you, Dr. Walker. It's a pleasure to be back with you for another wonderful program.
Excellent. Monica, tonight's broadcast is, how to know if or when you are you have the right companion. So, let me ask you this question. Could you see yourself at 75 just if you don't have a spouse or a companion and some guy came along and it's like, you know, he's a decent guy. Could you see yourself accepting him to be your companion?
No, absolutely. Almost definitely, especially if I'm praying and ask God to let your will be done in my life and in my spirit. Uh-huh. Oh, I would be ready to say I do.
Okay. All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. It's interesting that you said you'll be praying about that, because certainly in tonight's story, this is exactly what our character in tonight's story did. And as I read the story, I want all my listening audience to know all of the stories that are presented on tonight's broadcast are inspired by true events. Every one of these stories are inspired by true events. The names, of course, are always changed to protect the innocent. Now, the information that's presented throughout any of my shows, whether it's the Thursday night show, Friday show, or every other Saturday show, those are basically expressed with my opinion or any of my several co-hosts' opinions. We're not giving legal advice. We're not giving medical advice. We're not giving psychological advice. All the information that's presented on any of my shows is for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Now, anything that you're looking for in specific areas of psychology, medicine, or legal, then we ask that you seek the appropriate professional in those fields. All the information here is for educational, informational purposes only, and again, should be perceived as such. Tonight's characters are Ursula and Victor. Now, Ursula is a very religious woman. She's very religious, and she's in her 40s. She was previously married and divorced with two teenage children. Now, Ursula had previously indicated to her best friend, she told her best girlfriend, that she would never marry again. She would never marry again until she was absolutely certain that God had sent her the right companion. I want you all to please hear this out clearly. Ladies and Monica, I'm going to come at you all first. She was not going to get married again until she was absolutely certain that God would send her the right companion. Now, of course, she prayed and prayed for that man to come into her life as having been sent by God. Well, the day came when a very handsome man from out of town was visiting her church. The man attended the church every week for the past 3 weeks and seemed to attract the attention from a number of ladies in the church, and Ursula was one of them. Now, Ursula had an inkling that this could be the man from God who was sent there just for her, which she felt was the answer to her prayers. As the story goes, the man's name was Victor, who was on a job contract for one full year in the town where Ursula, of course, lived. Now, Victor was of the same faith as Ursula. Other than that, no one else really knew anything about him. Now, as a result of Ursula's persistence in thinking that Victor was the one, she pursued him, and they started dating within a month after his attending the church. Now, things were going quite well, even though Victor had to return to his home in a different state at least once a month. He would tell Ursula that his job required that he report in once a month in person to finalize some deals on that end. In reality, a part of Victor's story was actually true. Now, as they continued to date for the next 2 months, Ursula discovered that she was pregnant, which was not her intention. When she told Victor, he became upset with her and told her that he did not understand why she would let that happen. Of course, an argument ensued, which began to turn the tide on their relationship. In fact, Victor stopped seeing her after 6 months into her pregnancy because he no longer wanted to be seen with her. Now, Ursula, and we're almost at the conclusion of this, Ursula, who had fallen deeply in love with Victor, could not understand his estranged behavior towards her, knowing that she was carrying his child. He also stopped attending the church and did not return until 2 months after Ursula had the baby. Ursula had to face the embarrassment and shame alone as members of the church. You know how some of the church people can be. As some of the members of the church looked down upon her, knowing that she had a baby out of wedlock. All right, Victor's behavior still troubled Ursula, even though he saw the baby and made no attempt to show interest or desire to be in the baby's life, even though the baby boy looked just like him. All right, so we're going to finish the story in just a moment, but Lady C, I got to bring you in here. You know, I mean, here's a situation, and Monica, the same question is going to go to you. Here's a situation where she prayed and prayed. Ursula prayed, and she felt that Victor stepping into that door was the man. He was the right companion. What are your thoughts, Lady C?
I understand how she feels. Because I was once in that situation, but not being pregnant. I was once in that situation, you know, and ended up getting pregnant, but the outcome was completely different than hers. But I've learned this here. Sometimes we pray and pray and pray, and God gives us, it's like, to me, God gives us signs, because in my situation, I was given signs that this guy was for me. You know, when you get the guy, and things go wrong, you start to realize God do bring these guys in your life, but the person you praying for, the person you pray God for, and he wants God to bring him into your life, it's God's way of saying, you know what? I have something better for you, but you can't see it because why? You're so stuck on this person. So let me bring him into your life. This is just my opinion, you guys. Let me bring him into your life. Let me go ahead and show you what he's really about. So once you see what he's about, and you decide to say, you know what, he's not treating me right, you leave him alone, and guess what? Now you can prepare yourself and wait for what I got for you in the future. I feel like God sent the man into her life because she was impatient and she really wanted a man to teach her a lesson, to show her that, hey, I got someone better for you, but you're too impatient. So let me show you what this is now.
So, Lady C, if I'm hearing you correctly, you're saying that, I mean, it sounds like, so God would deliberately send someone to tempt her, to test, even to the point of this woman getting pregnant?
Not necessarily to test you, but to show you the man you want for yourself is not the man that God wants for you.
Wow. Okay. If you're just joining us tonight's topic is how to know if and when you are with the right companion. Monica, let me bring you in here because, who can doubt when it comes to prayer, that, I mean, here it is, Ursula was praying and praying, and this man walked in tall and good looking. I mean, why wouldn't that be the man, Monica? Wouldn't you have thought that would be the man, Monica?
Why would that be the man? Yes, we keep praying and praying. Are we praying earnestly? Are we doing what God asks us to do so that our prayers are not abominations? You know, Dr. Walker, in our own eyes, the Proverbs 3 verse 5 talks about trusting in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledging him. If we are really acknowledging God, we are not quick to do certain things. How did the sleeping part come so quickly? I mean, are you just praying because you heard that prayer work? Are you praying because you know that prayer works and you trust God? He will really, because he's not going to give you what is not right for you. God does not work like that. So definitely, if we are praying and our prayer and, you know, we really want God to answer our prayers, you know, we have to be definite. You can't, you know, everybody, and it's like the whole world talks about prayer, you know, but to pray and wait on the Lord is another thing.
Okay, Monica, we're going to move on, but I want you to think about something. I mean, if you pray and you're not worrying about it, and somebody does step into the door, and you're thinking that could be the one, even if it is to teach a lesson. But, I mean, we can go back and forth. We're going to bring Benny from the block in a moment, my other co-host. We can go back and forth. When things work out, then we say it was of God. If it doesn't work out, then we say, well, God was just sending us, like Lady C said, so we can justify and tweak everything that we do with words whether we say it with God or somewhere along the way, God is teaching us a lesson. So when do you really know? Monica, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let me go ahead and bring in my other co-host, Benny from the Block. Benny, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure to have you there. Benny from the Block. All right. Perhaps you have us on mute. All right, he'll come
I'm
back
sorry,
to
us. I was on mute. I'm sorry.
Okay. We're glad to have you with us this evening. Benny from the Block, tonight's topic is, and I mean, it's a deep one here, you know, how to know if and when you have the right companion. And I mean, I hear Lady C, I hear Monica, I even hear myself. And it's like, if in our story tonight, Ursula was praying for a man. This man walked through the door, you know, after several prayers that she's done, and she just felt that this was the one. And we're not, you know, story hasn't concluded yet to determine whether or not he was the one or not. But she ends up getting pregnant, and then he didn't want to see her anymore. I mean, how do you know if you got the right companion or not, in your opinion?
Well, first of all, in order to know if you got the right companion, you first have to become the right companion. I was listening to, I actually heard your story in the dialogue, and I was listening to some of the other comments. A lot of times people pray for things, but they don't wait for the prayers to be answered. The first thing that comes across that plate that they like, they immediately jump for it. Well, that's your free will and free desire, and there's nothing wrong with that. That was given to us. But it was not what God had in plan for you. But God would never come in and say, hey, that's not what I was saying to you, but since you're going to be so quick to want to do something, I'm going to allow you to do it because you have that free will. So let's just start from the beginning. Even from the time of Adam and Eve, Adam saw Eve as the perfect specimen. He referred to her as Isha Isha. God called her as Agar Agar, helper me. But when trouble came, the first thing Adam said is, this woman that you gave me. At that point, Adam was already saying, hey, I'm throwing you under the bus because I know what the deal is. But you're the one that created this problem for me. So if you look at it from that perspective, and let me just give you a clear example. If you look at it from that perspective, when he first met her, she was perfect because he didn't know no better. After their sinful nature had become uncovered, he wanted to get, you take her and do whatever you want to with her, but you know, me, you got to preserve me because I'm Adam. So even from the beginning, there was an issue with, is she perfect for me or not? And so we learn later on that Eve, that those words that Adam said to God about her, that stayed in her spirit. And she birthed somebody called Cain, and Cain was born with a very iniquitous spirit, because when a man says something to a woman, it stays there. It's hurtful. Even though they later got their situation together, they end up having more kids, they fell in love. But out of that initial comment, which was, you can get rid of her, but keep me, it made her feel a certain type of way, and that's vested in her. So we got to be careful when we pick our mates. Not only do we have to be careful when we pick them, we have to be careful what we say to them when things don't go so right.
Right. So, Vinny, from the Block, let me see if I'm understanding you correctly here. Are you inferring or suggesting or implying that God, because Adam made the comment, the woman you gave me after what had transpired, is that an implication that God may have not sent him the right person? I mean, we're talking about God, the creator of the universe. I mean, wouldn't God know what's best? So what's if that be the case, what's the point of anybody praying to God? Because we're not going to get perfection, because does God send innocence or does he send perfection? What is it?
Well, the issue in that situation wasn't so much that God made a mistake. The issue in that whole situation was Adam made a mistake, because that's what we do. See, there's something that's very important. We always think that when it comes with love, the opposite of love is hate. That's not true. The opposite of love is selfishness. And so, because God is a giving God, and he's a loving God, he's always giving. But the opposite of not giving is selfishness, which is keeping, holding on to yourself. And so selfishness is what reared up in Adam. Oh, well, you know, you gave me her. So he was quick to blame her to preserve himself. And so when you are looking for a mate or partner, be sure that your selfish, iniquitous spirit is not around anymore, because if it is, then you're going to always be in some kind of conflict with your partner. You could have the perfect partner, but if you got a selfish spirit about you, it don't matter who you get. It's probably not going to work out too well, because that's just where you are. And we don't see our selfishness. We only know what we know.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Wow. I mean, this is a deep one. We've got a heavy one for you. We're going to bring you all back in momentarily. We're going to ask everybody to stand by. And, of course, all the opinions that are expressed on the show are those of myself, my co-hosts, or my callers. And so, I mean, we're all here freely expressing and respectfully, respecting everybody's opinions, even when we don't necessarily agree. But this is a deep one. This is really deep, because now we're talking about God gave, you know, Adam put it back to God when God gave him what he needed. And this is my personal opinion. Now, I think that God was more upset with Adam than he was with Eve. But anyway, we'll cover that on one of our spiritual shows. Let me go in here now to the phone lines once again. Let me go to 770-703. Who do we have in Maher Tower? I want to bring you back in just a moment. Let's go to 770-703. Who do we have, and welcome?
Hi, Dr. Walker and everyone. This is Jeanette.
Jeanette, thank you for joining us. Jeanette, can you make any sense out of knowing when you got the right companion? I mean, gee whiz. I mean, I thought Ursula, I mean, it's a good chance she got the right man.
Well,
or not.
I was jotting down some notes while you were talking, so I'm going to say it briefly. I thank God.
Okay.
I think, can you hear me okay?
I can.
On a personal note, I'm blessed. I found the right companion with him for 42 years until death do us part. And my little notes that I wrote down, what I was looking for, and I did have an idea when I was young. I know you talked about being young. When I was young, I had a goal in mind. And the guys when I was young wasn't to meet my goals. But anyway, I went to college, found my husband there. But I was looking for someone someone that I wanted and needed in my life that could complement my personality, and somebody that could deal with my life values, that we had the same values together. And first of all, I always say you have to be best friends with them, and that has to be that first person you call on. And the right companion has to be a partner for you. You know, a marriage for me was a partnership. And to me, you have to know yourself and your own needs in order to know the person that you want to be with. And as far as this lady, I can't get her name, Ursula, something like that you said.
Ursula, yeah.
Yeah. She basically, she prayed for this man. The first man came there, she grabbed at him. Not necessarily meant that God sent that man for her, just like somebody said. So she just assumed, but she just wanted a man. But she didn't really get a chance to know this man after dating for a while. He come to visit her, and the problem there was, if this man really cared for her, he would have invited her to go to where he lived, and they would have got to know each other. But she jumped into a relationship that wasn't a relationship. It was like an affair. That's the way I look at it. So she definitely chose the wrong one and going to put it on God.
Okay, but you know, I'm thinking in Ursula's defense, if this woman, and think about everybody, if we just think objectively for a moment, if this woman has been praying, and all of a sudden this man, and let's put ourselves in Ursula's place just for a moment, and then Maher Tower, I'm going to go to you. Just think for a moment. If we put ourselves, we've been praying for something. God, bless me with this house. Bless me with this car, God. And all of a sudden it appears that an opportunity presents itself, that could be the blessing from God. Then would any of us be any different from Ursula? I don't think so. Because we've been praying for this. Go ahead. She moved too fast, you're saying. But
yes,
if you got,
you know,
if you
she got too fast without even knowing
from,
whether this guy was even compatible with her, really.
okay? But if you feel that you've been praying, it sounds to me like Ursula's trust was in God, that God doesn't make a mistake, that he sent her who was the right companion for her. We're going to actually stand by. Mahatara, I want to come to you now. I mean, I don't think any of us could say that God makes a mistake, you know, but so what happened here that, I mean, would you have done anything different from, I mean, if I had been praying for a woman and I'm at this church all the time and I'm not interested in any of the women that are there, and this woman, rock dead gorgeous woman, walks in that door 1 week, then I'm thinking, God, thank you, Holy Ghost, heaven, oh my goodness, sending this angel. I'm going all out before somebody else grabs this person. Mahatara, are you any different?
Well, I think this is really interesting, the subject, because I actually had this happen. And I'll just briefly run through it. You know, I had a friend who I had some interest in, but wasn't really interested. So I got that kind of, you know, same thing, praying, wanted to be married. And another one of my friends kind of started showing an interest. So I was like, oh, great. You know, this must be like this, right, the answer to my prayer. Fast forward a year and a half, you know, we start planning the wedding and start talking about blending our families. And I get diagnosed with cancer. And he leaves. He leaves.
Wow.
And that is it. Like, I'm in the hospital and calling him, like, I need you to come. And he's like, this is too much. I can't handle it. So
wow.
I'm completely devastated. And this is like a year and a half. And, yes, same thing. I'm thinking, oh, my God, you know, this is supposed to be my husband. Well, who shows up? The friend of mine who I wasn't really interested in and stayed by my side the whole cancer journey.
Wow.
Well, I'm sure you know how that story went. We're together. When I look at that, I think, okay, I don't feel that it was, you know, bad judgment or God, you know, I didn't answer my prayers. I feel like I was saved. I feel like perhaps I maybe didn't read the signs that he wasn't going to be a good husband. And then this really devastating situation happened. But how wonderful was it that it happened before we got married? Who wants to be married and have a husband that won't support you through one of the most traumatic, traumatizing events of your life, right? But before we spent all that money, right, and walked down the aisle and had our families, God moved him completely out of the way. And the man that I had overlooked came in, you know, like this angel. And it's like, oh, wow, I couldn't see it. So now that's one of the things I pay a lot more attention to, people, to my prayers, to what comes to me, what walks away from me. You know, so I had this. I think it's interesting that you all, that this was the subject. You know, I'm like, oh my gosh, are they talking about me?
All of our stories are inspired by true stories, and just what happens, yours may be similar to this. I'm so sorry that you had to go through, I mean, you're a prophet, but thank God you're alive, and thank God for his intervening process to get this guy away from you. Wow, because I'm pretty sure it would have been worse had you been alone and married to this guy and he doesn't show up.
Absolutely.
Mahatara is one of our prospective clients that will be looking at considering advertising with us. And I want you to go ahead and just briefly, because we're running out of time, briefly tell about your business, how they can get in touch with you, give them a phone number, and possibly a website.
Okay, yeah. So we have a center. It's a nonprofit. It's called Holistic Safe Space. And we work with cancer patients who are in remission, inspired by me and my cancer journey. But we help them heal from the effects of chemotherapy and radiation because that cancer journey is very traumatic and is very traumatizing. So we help cancer patients move through that with healthy diets, healthy life, you know, trust in yourself, meditation, all types of things. We have our grand opening this weekend that will also be virtual and live. We're in Lawrenceville, Virginia. And our phone number is 434-532-8252. So if you have any questions and you just want to know more about us, we're on Facebook and Instagram, Holistic Safe Space. And our website is www.holisticsafespace.org. we are having the web design to work on it right now, but all the Facebook and the Instagram are up, and I think it should be working by tomorrow. We had them pull it down and put it back up. But, yeah, we're really excited about the grand opening, and we're here in Lawrenceville, Virginia.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Martara, we certainly wish you the best. We're going to bring you back in again before we close out tonight's search. We're going to get to some of our comments. We see the comments are steadily coming into the studio. We're going to get to some of our comments momentarily. We're going to try to get to some more of our audience in a moment. And some of our other advertisers, we're going to get to you in a moment as well. Lady C, I want to bring you in now. And Lady C, as I think about tonight's story, and we haven't even finished the story, and it's another paragraph and a half. How to know if and when you have the right companion. This is, you know, we might say it's not rocket science, but it could be because you're thinking, Ursula is thinking, and I don't see myself being any different from Ursula. She's thinking that this guy walks in. God, that's the guy. If, I'm telling you, if it was the woman and, you know, walked in that door after my praying, it's like, oh, yes, yes, without hesitation. Lady C, are you telling me that you're any different from Ursula?
I'm like Jeanette. I think she moved too fast. I mean, she didn't take the time out to get to know the guy. She was probably fascinated in regards to how many women want him anyway, and all of a sudden he wanted her. Sometimes men prey on the weak, you know? He probably saw her out of all the women. And probably saw her as being the weakest one and probably went in for the kill with her.
Okay. Now, here's the thing that I'm thinking. The mistake that maybe she made, the story says she pursued him. And then if God is going to send somebody, and someone said it earlier, I think it may have been Mahatara. She says she pays particular attention to detail now. And it may have been also Jeanette because the Bible tells us that the man who finds, so the mistake, and you know, and that's just like even with law, as I study that, you got to pay a particular attention to all the details because somewhere in the details, there's always a twist that we don't get. So if she pursued him, that's not God's order of things. I want to bring some of you all in. We got a number of comments. I don't even know if we're going to be able to hear them all tonight. But let me go ahead and finish the story because there is a twist to this story. All right, we ended with members of the church were looking down upon her, knowing that she had a baby out of wedlock. Victor's behavior still troubled Ursula, even though he saw the baby and made no attempt to show interest or desires to be in the baby's life, even though the baby looked just like him. As a result of her troubled spirit, she decided to get with her trusted best friend. This is Ursula now, and these are true stories because I've got friends, lady friends and men friends who do stuff like what Ursula is about to do with her best friend. She got with her best friend, her trusted best friend, and do some research on Victor and the town he lived in. Her discovery brought about shock to her, which later revealed the reason why Victor did not want to continue in a relationship with Ursula. And just before I give you all, let the cat out of the bag, Jeanette, I want to bring you in. What do you think her discovery found, led her to? Jeanette.
Victor was married, and like I said, it was like an affair because if you really care about a lady, you want to introduce them to your family and your friends. And she never did go to him. So that's a flag, let you know he got another life.
Brilliant,
so, yeah, he already
brilliant.
Got a family.
Brilliant, because the story concludes with telling us that Ursula and her best friend found out that Victor was happily married with a family, and that is why he went home once a month. Ursula was heartbroken and devastated, thinking all along that she had the right companion sent from God, especially after all of her prayers. Now she can't understand how this could happen to her. Oh my goodness. Lady C, what's going on? What's going on here? I mean, He prayed. What else can you do? Would you have investigated like that too, Lady C? Would you have researched or investigated, Lady C? I want to know that part first.
Oh, yeah, I would investigate.
So even if the guy lived in a different state, you're going to get with one of your homegirls or one of your homeboys, and y'all going to find the background on him?
Oh, I'm going to investigate. I don't know about getting with one of my homegirls, but I'm going to do my own investigation.
Okay.
And if I find out, I'm surely going to let them know.
Okay, so, Lady C, since you're saying this, if you were in Ursula's shoes and now she's not on pregnant, she done had the baby. And now they find out that this man is happily married with a family. And just because a person is happily married, that don't mean they want to play, okay? That don't mean that they don't want to play. So what you going to do now, Lady C? You done found
well,
out.
I've been
if that was you or Ursula, what you going to do?
I don't know what I'm gonna do because I've been in this situation.
Okay.
I'm gonna literally everybody gonna find out. That means the wife's gonna find out, Victor gonna find out, and all I'm gonna know a child is in play.
Wait a minute, Lady C, are you actually going to tell this man's wife when you consent
to this? I sure
am.
The cat is coming out the bag because he could have told me at the beginning he was married. Instead, he made me feel like I was the one for him, and he was living a complete double life.
But Lady C, you met in the church. Is that the church thing to do, Lady C?
Everything is coming out. Everything is coming out.
Okay. All right, we're gonna ask you all to stand by. I mean, this is just getting a little bit too deep for me. Let me go ahead to the phone lines. Benny from the block. Lady C says she's going to reveal everything. The cat's coming out the bag. She's going to let his wife know. Does she not know that that could mess up that man's marriage? And then Lady C will give you a chance to rebuttal. Benny from the block.
Well, I mean, I understand from her emotional standpoint of view and her anger and her disappointment and disagreement about how he did it and why he did it. I just think that, and this is just my opinion, I just want to be careful on how we bring other innocent parties into our situations. And that's exactly what it is. It was a situation. So there was willing participants that were willing to engage in whatever they were engaged with. Obviously, there was a conversation that was not held, or if it was held, there was a lie that ensued. And if somebody's lying to you, then that means that it just occurred. It happened. Now, is it fair to mess up that lady's life and her family and her situation because she's married to a liar? Tell me one person. Tell me anybody on this line today that has not lied that could have gone drastically wrong because of a lie that she told, but because of some grace or mercy, the person then go and deliver you to the henchmen and everybody else in your community, your church, and your family. Listen, we're all guilty of lying. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be honest with you. I believe everybody lies now. We're in a society now where it seems like telling a lie is as common as saying hello. And truthfulness is bent and twisted and curved so often that we don't even know the truth from a lie to a fake, to a fake, to a fantasy, catfish, and everything. We got so many different names for it. I don't even know what it is anymore. We don't even say lie anymore. We used to say white lie, but that don't even come out no more. So I'm just being honest. I mean, I know you can say I don't lie. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Everybody lies now, whether it's on your taxes, on your job, on your time, how you do stuff. It's just that's what we become. We become liars. All of us have become liars. And I'm sorry that's happened. And I don't know when and why it happened that way, but it is. So is it unexcusable? Yes. I'm sorry. But do you have to mess with somebody else's life because you fell for a lie? We used to say, oh, you fell for the okey-doke. And usually you were so embarrassed by it, you just kind of went on and hid away from it. But now because of social media and everything else, we got to expose everybody. Well, guess what? One day you're going to get exposed, and then it's not going to be so much fun anymore, but that's just the way life goes.
Benny from the block, I'm so sorry you all for laughing. Benny from the block, you got me just cracking up over here. Lady C, I got to give you a chance. Are you on the same page with Benny from the Block?
With the lion, yes.
Okay.
With the lion, yes. But not with the, you know, the innocent party. Why bring an innocent party? Why hurt an innocent party? I'm going to just say this. I won't be hurting an innocent party. The husband did that. He created that issue. He hurt her as well as hurting me. And I'm not going to keep my child in the dark.
Okay.
Because he's living that dirty, that double life. I'm bringing that cat in the bag. And at that point, wifey needs to know that there's a stepson out there.
So wait a minute. Oh, I know what my mother, I was trying to remember what my mother used to say. Two wrongs don't make a right. So, Lady C, have you heard that expression before?
Yeah, two wrongs don't make a right. But when there's a life now been formed in there, guess what? That wrong coming to the light. Straight up. All parties about to know. Literally.
Go ahead.
Because literally, my child don't know who his father is. If he denies my child or not, he's going to know who his father is. And, honey, I hate to say it to the wife, get prepared, because you know why? Child support going to be involved. That means half of y'all money is about to be taken. A portion of your money is about to be taken to the son. So, yeah. It's going to be all messy when it's done.
Okay. We're going to ask all of y'all to sing by.
I need to get your cool name.
You always talk about scripture. Monica,
hello.
I mean, this is kind of deep, Monica. I mean, it's like, this is some scary stuff here. I mean, it's like, wow, now when that wife finds out, that Victor is not going to be the same. His wife's going to be really upset that he, but can he go and do what we had on the show 2 weeks ago? We had a show, Monica, I made a mistake, I'm sorry. You know, like in this case, baby, don't leave me. The show was, I made a mistake, I'm sorry, I want you back. But in this case, baby, don't leave me. Monica, what do you think? What do you think?
Lord have mercy.
I know, right?
Oh, Lord. Yeah. But everybody got to stop lying at some point or the other and face reality straight up, you know. Lord have mercy, Lady C ain't joking about this. You know, I would, since I prayed
for
him.
Lady C is not joking. She's
I would
not joking.
Pray, since I prayed for him, I would pray about it, you know, because I just love the comments that were made by you and by Benny, because, you know, it is so true that we do not examine, you know, the word carefully, because it is true. You know, the man is supposed to make the pursuit, and maybe it was only because of his beauty too. You know, we got to pray for help against these dangers that we face every day. Yes, at some point you've got to tell your wife, because Lady C is coming. So you better pray. You know, you never prayed about what's her name. Now you got to pray about, because, you know, we just can't continue to lie. We can't continue to sin. Because he loved his family. That's why he kept going back. He loved his family.
Right,
and God have mercy upon us. And God have mercy upon us women, you know. Oh, Lord have mercy. So, but we need to wait, like Benny said. We need to wait, you know, as we pray, not only about, you know, relationships, but about everything in our lives. We need to pray and allow God's word to guide us. You know, because his word is a light unto our feet, and a lamp unto our feet, and a light unto our path. And prayer and the word of God goes hand in hand. So if we're praying earnestly, we've got to read the word of God, because that's how we are really going to know.
Right. Monica, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to try to get back. We got to get to some of these comments, you all. We got about 32 minutes before Lady C closes us out tonight, you know. It's not all a laughing matter. I'm sorry, y'all. It's just I love this show, because the comments that we get is so educational and informative. We're going to go to one of our other sponsors in just a moment. But first, let's go to phone line 305-773. Who do we have with us and welcome?
305-773. Yes, this is Miss B.
Can you hear me? Join us, Miss B. Yes, we can. Ms. B, what are your thoughts on tonight's broadcast? And thank you for your patience.
Absolutely, yes. My first thought is, wow, what a topic. And I really enjoyed all the responses that everyone made, especially Lady C. I agree with everything she said. And I also agree that she sounds serious to me. She didn't sound like she was playing around at all.
Uh-huh.
But you know, I was listening and I was thinking about 2 Timothy 1:7, which says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." And I think in the very beginning, if Ursula had used her sound mind, like so many of the other callers said, she wouldn't have jumped in so fast. She really would have taken some time to think about things. And it seems like she didn't do that. I know she thought this person was there because of all her prayers and everything, but there's another side to it. You know, looking at what's going on in the world right now, we have to remember that there's a negative side to it. And that negative side, some call that negative side Satan. You know, people have their own names for that. But that side is at work also.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't know when it looks a certain way, we need to pray a little bit harder. And take some time to really think and listen. Listen with our whole self to what's really being said.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Miss B. We're going to ask you to stand by, Miss B. We certainly appreciate your comment. Let me go to another one of our sponsors right now. Let's bring in Sister Margie. Sister Margie is one of our advertising sponsors. Sister Margie, go ahead and present your product briefly here and then give them a phone number and a website.
Okay. Good evening, Dr. Walker, and good evening all your co-hosts and everyone on the show. I'm enjoying the show so far. And, okay, I'm a nurse and I'm a health and wellness consultant with one of the leading company in the world. And we're A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. We have a lot of different health products. If you or anyone you know have any problems, high blood pressure, arthritis, diabetes, whatever the condition is, you could call. My name is Marjorie Allen Cross. You could call me at 786-319-7223. Again, 786-319-7223. My website is www.sisterlove.isagenix.com/collagen, collagen. And or you could ask for Dr. Jerry Brown. His number is 1-678-777-8875. And again, one more time, my website, www.sisterlove.isagenic.com/collagen. Thank you. Have a good day.
Right, certainly. Sister Margie, before you go, I mean, she's one of our sponsors as well, and we're waiting on one of our other sponsors. They must press 1 to come in, one of our prospective clients, to press 1 on your dial. That way we'll know you'll go into a special queue. As one of our prospective clients, if you press 1 on your dial, we'll allow you to be able to come in and give a commercial. Sister Margie, in reference to tonight's story, how would you know, just briefly, 15 seconds or less, How do you know if you have the right companion?
The way you relate with the person, you know, because it's hard to just look at the person and tell. Some people just look at them, that's a physical attraction. But to really get to know the person, and as someone said, she left one husband by that name. She just ran into that situation too fast, and you know, and just got involved so fast. So, you know, maybe she needed to give it more time in order to find out more about it. Thank you.
All right. So that seems to be the consensus of everybody. We're going to try to get back to everybody tonight. Mahartar, we're going to bring you back in shortly. We're going to go to another one of our sponsors. Lady C, just before I bring anybody else in, I want to know, you know, there seems to be a question of whether or not you were serious about what you were saying, contacting that wife and letting her know the cat's out of the bag.
Listen, I was in that situation, okay? I was in that situation. She was not a wife, by the way. She was a girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And, yes, by the end of the whole story, everybody knew. Because I made it known.
Okay.
Oh, and, yes, I was pregnant by the man. Although I lost the baby, everybody knew what had happened, including him, the girl, him and that, the other woman, girlfriend at the time, and me. Because I felt like you played me for so many years, and then you're going to turn around and think I'm going to be quiet. No, everybody is about to find out, and I made sure everybody found out. Well, homeboy got left alone by both of us. So.
Oh, my goodness.
The sad part was, not only did I leave him alone, I saw her like a week or 2 weeks later, and she had someone else.
Already?
Yep. So she didn't even care about him.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. You know, that was this show, a lot of people send me, I get so many bombarded with so many comments that people really like this show. And I mean, I'm passionate about it. And as a matter of fact, This month makes 12 years I've been on the air, and I thank God for that. 12 years now, and it's hardly, and I know that this is of God because it's hard to even keep up with, but it's just doable. Let's go to another one of our sponsors right quick. We're running out of time. Mr. and Ms. Harry, their prospective clients as well for advertising. Are you there, you all? Good evening and welcome.
Good evening. Thank you for having us on. Just want to say thank you once again. Thank you for all the listeners. We are here from Simply Better Living, where we provide lifestyle education and training. And you can reach us at Something Better Ministry at gmail.com. That's somethingbetterministry@gmail.com. And we also have our website for our business where we make handcrafted natural soap. We make salves. We make balms. We make all these things from natural products. And my wife would like to chime in a little bit more also.
Okay, but before she does, Mr. Harry, you're saying when you say balms, you're talking about the balms that you put on your skin. I want my listening audience to be clear. You're talking about
absolutely.
A piece that you put on your body. Go ahead.
That's right. BALMS, balms. Balms, pain salves, and once again, all natural products, natural soaps. And that you can see us at simplybettersoaps.com. That is the website, simplybettersoaps.com, and you can reach us at simplybetterliving@yahoo.com. simplybetterliving@yahoo and simplybettersoaps.com.
Excellent. And you're going to give us a phone number, I take it, as well, right?
We can be reached just strictly on the website or by the email.
Okay, certainly. All right, Ms. Harry, you want to come in?
I believe my husband said everything, so I just want to let you all know that we are all about healthful living, and so we do provide education and training on healthful lifestyles based on biblical principles. And we also have the store where you can purchase the natural herbal salts as well as the other products such as the pain salves and skin salves and the balms.
All right, excellent. We're going to ask you on standby. Just before you go, Mrs. Harry or Mr. Harry, I want to ask you all, how do you know? I mean, here you all are a couple that's obviously a team working a business together. How do you know? What can you tell my audience out here tonight if there's any doubt, assuming that you all are the right companions for each other? How do you know with absolute certainty that you have the right companion?
Well, the first thing you really have to do is go to the Lord and ask him for wisdom. That is the very first thing. And then these things take time. You really can't jump into a relationship and think that, oh, he's the one or she's the one or however it may be. You really have to take time to get to know that person. Just like how we get to know the Lord and he speaks to us clearly and lets us know which direction we should go, you build that relationship with that person. And so as time goes by, then you start to know even more if this person is the right one for you. You know, there has to be that period of time that you take to really try to understand who that is. You know, there's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be arguments. There's going to be different things, different situations that you might be placed in. And then there's going to be different red flags that are going to be raised. Like, for instance, in the situation that's being discussed this evening, you know, with the gentleman going back home once a month and everything like that, there's certain things that you really have to look into. And don't be afraid to ask questions. If this is the person that you're asking the Lord to, you know, show you who it is, and this is the person that you're going to be spending the rest of your life with, you know, all the cards have to be on the table. There can't be nothing that's held back. There can't be nothing that's held behind, and that goes for both parties. And so I think building that relationship is definitely the first part, and, you know, Christ has to be the center of every relationship.
All right. Excellent. Mrs. Harry, did you want to chime in on any of that?
I would just agree with my husband and just add that when individuals are being built up, then you know that the relationship are on some good grounds. If the individuals are being drawn down, then there may be some problem with the individuals, whether they are really compatible or if they are supposed to actually be together. So building up and growth of the relationship as well as the individual.
All right, excellent. We want to thank Mr. and Mrs. Harry of Something Better Ministries. And we'll try to get back to them if we can. We're running out of time. We've got to take some of the comments that have come in. Benny from the block, we're going to give you the first comment that's come in. And this comment reads, Mel, he writes in, he says, in reference to how to know if and when you are with the right companion, I personally don't think you really know if or when you're with the right companion until after you have actually lived together for a while. It's then you will see the person for who they really are. Benny from the block, is there any validity to that? You don't know a person until you really live with them?
Well, I don't think that's a valid point. I think it is a point. I don't think it's a valid point. I think in the dating process, you should be so inclined to want to know everything about that person from the dating process. I personally think that before you marry anybody, you should at least spend one full season with them. That means a whole year. You got to know them winter, spring, summer, and fall, because people change from one season to the other. And so you need to be able to see every part of them in every season. Some people got things in the summer, and they got claws in the winter. So you need to know what you're dealing with, and can you deal with that? Now, when you do decide, and this is the thing that we've missed. We miss the fact that when you're dating someone, that is the marriage proposal time. That's really the honeymoon when you're dating them. Mm-hmm. When you get married, that's the commitment. That's the covenant that you've agreed to. But you really need to spend time with people in all season and focus in on every aspect of them. Throw a monkey wrench in there one time to see if she's a crazy person or if he's a narcissist or a crazy person himself. You need to know that before you go into a commitment, because once you get in a commitment, it's a whole different ballgame.
Okay. So, Benny from the block, I want to throw this in, and we got to move fast because we're running out of time. I want to get to at least four more of the comments. So, living with the person, I mean, getting to know them throughout the seasons, the fall, winter, summer, spring, and so forth, as you said. So, would you say then that what if it's a person who feels, oh, I want to remain celibate until marriage, and then during that course of the year, and then we know that a lot of men, you know, and I'm not speaking for all men, But sometimes men have these challenges of waiting, you know, for intimacy. And so while she's saying, well, I'm going to get to know you for a whole year, then he's ready to probably move on. But then what happens if you get married and the consummation part is not satisfactory? Then what, being from the block? I'm just saying.
Okay, so in my honest opinion, I'm going to say this, and I know it's going to probably bring a little controversy. You're not falling in love with the intimacy. You're falling in love with the person. If you fall in love with the person, you can work out any type of intimacy issues that you want to, because that person becomes so valuable to you that that's all you see, and that's all you want to just embrace, that person. Intimacy is not a consistent dating thing, but loving someone and being in admiration of a woman, that is something that's so great. You can't wait to get home. You can't wait to call them and say, hey, I just can't get enough of just talking to you, being around you. And intimacy is just that cherry on top that makes it perfect. And if there's an issue with intimacy, then you can go and see somebody and talk to some people. They got all these shots here. Once you get married, you can go in there and talk to some people that do some weird, interesting things, and they can help you along with your intimacy. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you need to watch a show or a movie or something, that's what you need to do. You already got the prize. All you're doing is adding some bowls to it.
Benny from the block, we're going to ask you to stand by. Lady C, I got to bring you in, and Jeanette, I think it is. I want to bring you in as well. Lady C, first, I mean, how do you feel about that? You done held out for a whole year, and because you want to, you know, you want to do what you feel is the right thing, and now you find that the intimacy part was like, you know what, I'm married to this person now, and this is all I'm going to get? Lady C, talk to that for me for a moment.
I'm 100. Benny on the block said it best. I'm with Benny. It's not about the intimacy, y'all, and it's not always about the money either. You know,
okay.
It's about the individual themselves. Falling in love with the individual and building with the individual, you can go a long way to a lifetime with them.
Wow. Well, I must be on a different planet. I just can't understand this here. Somebody help me out. Jeanette, let me bring you in here. Jeanette, I'm just trying to figure this out. You done waited a whole year to be with somebody, and you're looking for the fireball to just ignite. And all of a sudden now, I mean, after a couple of minutes, it's over. I mean, Jeanette, what do you do with that? Now you're married.
Okay, now I agree with Lady C and Benny, but being realistic, the human desire and nature, you can deal with it for so long, and at some point you got like, okay, it got to be more than this. So, I mean, human desire after a long length of time, they desire is for more. It's natural. It's a natural desire. So, you know, you'll try for a while. That's what I'm saying. But as the time goes by, you're talking about being married for 10 years or more with that type thing, it won't last. Somebody gonna play
Victor. So Jeanette, are you telling me, Jeanette, that you're not gonna invest into the person and go get some toys to, you know, try to, you know, I mean,
What you said, like,
well,
oh yeah, I'm
taking
it for a while, but sometimes that human desire. If you know, after so long, you know, and you may have to play Victor or somebody late on. But I'm just saying, I mean, I'm not saying for me, but I'm just talking about how people work.
No, I understand.
So, you know, you can make it last as long as you can, but that human desire for that sex is, I'm sorry, it's strong.
Okay. We're going to ask you to stand by. I mean, this is a live show here tonight. And, I mean, it's just a late, you talk about reality. A lady, you know, I recently had a client that really, we're getting feedback from somebody's phone. Recently had a client that was having some difficulty, and she got married into her fourth marriage, and the man presented himself that he was real religious and he didn't want to be intimate until they got married. And, turns out that this was her fourth marriage, and when she got with the man, I mean, she came to me and she says, well, he can't even perform. It's like all of his the intimate days are over, And it's not fair to me, because, you know, and I've been with this man, and it's like he came to me in his illness, and that he manipulated me. So, I mean, and the law takes stock of things, situations like that. But I can't reveal other stuff that in the conversation that we had. But, Lissy, I want to bring you in here. I mean, really, you invest in a person, and it's more than just, you know, the non-performance.
It is. Okay, listen. I'm not saying, you know, the intimacy got to be 100% gone. You both got to connect in that bedroom. I mean, or okay, if you can't connect, at least be teachable. We all can learn something from the other person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We all can.
Right.
But the love that you have for that guy or that woman is more than what can be performed in that bedroom, you know? That you, once you're in the bedroom, that can grow, you can grow together. Now, if that guy just don't want to have sex, period, or don't want to learn, then, yeah, I mean, you really don't have a relationship, because you got to be willing to grow on in every aspect of that relationship, because if you don't, you don't have one.
All right. Okay. We're going to answer stand by. I want to bring Mahatara in from Holistic Safe Space and give her the next comment. Mahatara, this next comment, and we got to go real fast. You are 20 seconds or less, because we're clearly running out of time. This email, she says, I think most people, when it comes to tonight's topic, how to know if and when you're in the right companionship with the right companion, I think most people put on a show until they feel solid in the relationship before they exemplify their true character. Mahatara, you think there's any truth to that? People just putting on a show until the relationship is solid?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. I definitely, then you have your intro phase, and then you have your real personality. And I definitely, that's why I agree with the comments that Ursula, what was her name? Was it Ursula? I'm sorry, I think.
Ursula.
The woman, the story.
The story, and the character was Ursula. But Lady
Ursula,
King,
right. I agree that she moved too fast. Because if it was
a
couple of months and then, you know, she got pregnant, I agree. Because if you take your time and you let people show who they are, or you'll know, it's going to be little things, because you can't keep that part, that crazy part, or that unloyal part, or that narcissist part, right? You can't keep that hidden for too long. So I definitely agree that if you just give it time, just pace yourself and give it time, you know, like 6 months, 8 months, if you sustain from not the we not going to have sex at all or do anything intimate for like years, not that, but if you gave yourself some space, 6 months, 8 months, you will understand a relationship better in just that amount of time, you know, and that's not too long for any person if you really want it to be something meaningful in the long run. So, yes, I agree. People, they'll show you who they want you to see, and then just give it some time. You'd be like, oh, my God. I don't know who this person is.
Right. All right, Mahatara, we're going to ask you to stand by for a moment. This next one's going to go out to Mr. and Mrs. Harry, and along with Miss B. Miss B, we'll go to you first for this next comment. This email writes in, she says, what does she say? She says, before I got married to my ex-husband, he was truly the nicest guy I had ever met. It was not until after 3 months into our marriage that he showed his true colors. This man was awfully controlling, obsessive, demanding, and both mentally and physically abusive. No, I did not see any of this coming during our 8 months of dating. Sometimes you just don't know until it's too late. So they dated for 8 months. Miss B, let me go to you real quick. Could it be that she didn't get to know him in this case? Okay, perhaps Miss B is not there. Let's go to Mr. and Mrs. Harry and bring them in and ask them. Monica, we're going to ask you something. Mr. and Mrs. Harry, let's go to you all. 8 months of dating, is that too soon? Here it is. I mean, how could you not see that this man was mentally and physically abusive? Could he really hide that in 8 months?
It's amazing what people could do in 8 months. You know, deception comes in all different sizes and colors. And so, you know, some people are masters at that craft. And, you know, sometimes it really, like I said before, it really takes a lot of, patience. And if you want to say investigation, like, you really got to do everything that you can do to know who it is that you're getting involved with. You can't let your emotions get the best of you. You have to use common sense and really pray for guidance, because, you know, 8 months, some people will say, well, that's enough time. Some people will say that's not enough time. It's really subjective on the situation. But during that time, you really have to know that person as well as you can, because you need to know if you can trust this person. If something goes down, if something happens, does this person have my back? Or whatever it may be, you know. So it's not something to take lightly or to really give a certain time frame on. It's subjective, depending on the situation. But in that time that you have, you do all that you can to know who that person is.
All right, excellent. Mrs. Harris, did you want to sign in as well?
She stepped away.
Okay, no problem. Let me go ahead and bring our other sponsor. And Mr. Harris is part of Something Better Ministry. Give him your website again, Mr. Harris.
Yes, once again, Something Better Ministry @gmail.com. And for our business, which is for our natural products, where we sell our soaps, our salves, our balms, you can visit us at simplybettersoaps.com, simplybettersoaps.com, and you can email us at simplybetterliving@yahoo.com.
All right, excellent. Sister Margie, let's bring you in and give you an opportunity, Sister Margie, let me just ask you a question before you give your website quickly here. Some people say it's better to live with the person before you get married to them. How do you feel about that? Just quickly.
No, I don't think so. Some people do that, but I don't think so. I wouldn't live with them before. I'll date them and then sign up more about them before I live with them. But personally, I don't want to live with them before I get married.
All right. Give us your website again and a phone number if you'd like to.
Okay. Yeah, my name is Marjorie Allen Cross. My telephone number is 786-319-7223. Again, 786-319-7223. And we have, I'm a health and wellness consultant. And I'm also a nurse, and our products, we have some awesome products for any condition. And my website is www.sisterlove.isagenix/collagen, collagen. Or you could also call Dr. Brown at 1-678-777-8875. Thank you. God bless you. So you hear it on the Dr. Thank Jesse. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that. This next comment is going to go to Monica and Denise on the block. Both of you all, 15 seconds or less, please. While we're running out of time, this male writes in. He says, I knew without a shadow of a doubt that my wife was the right companion for me because we shared a great deal of interest in the exact thing. We were not only compatible, but we both had the same chemistry for each other. I think those factors are extremely important. Those things make us really like each other most of the time. So compatibility and chemistry. Let me start with Monica. Monica, how important in your word is that? And then Ben's on the block.
Very important. It's totally very important. And, you know, Psalm 27:14 says we should wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen our heart. We do that. We will be sure that it is he who has answered our prayers and no one else.
All right. Thank you. Ben's on the block. Just quickly here, what are your thoughts on that? He knew he had the right companion, compatibility and chemistry.
A plus, A plus. If you have the right chemistry, that means that everything you do is going to be mixing and gelling together. And if you have the compatibility, that's even better because you can just keep building what you already know. And I just want to add in 2 seconds, I think that a lot of times that people, depending on where you are in your life, your age, your group, you're going to make decisions that's not comfortable with most people who are extreme religious. But what I would encourage everybody to do is, whatever journey you're on, whatever path you're on to be married, if that is your goal, however you start it, however you engage in it, it's not my decision to make or decide what's right, what's wrong with you. I think it's your decision. I think you should use all your wisdom. I think you should ask God to help you in your process with whomever or whatever you're dating, and just ask God to bless you and your blessings in your forward dealing with that relationship and marriage.
All right, excellent. This next time is going to go to Jeanette and Mahatara. Let's start with Jeanette first. This email she writes in, she says, fight to getting married. We've got some noise coming into the studio. Okay, let me go ahead here. Unfortunately, we got some noise. All right, I think we got it. All right. I think we did. Give me just a second here. Let me go with, we're going to go with Jeanette first with this comment, and then we're going to go to Mahatar. And Mahatar, when you come in, we'll give your website and information again. Jeanette, she writes in, she says, prior to getting married to a man whom I later regretted ever knowing, I thought I did all the right things by praying for the man of my dreams, just like Ursula did. Maybe I should have prayed for God to send me the man he knew would be best for me. Other than attending the same church, we had nothing in common, which caused our marriage to end after only 2 years. I don't understand. What is it to understand, Jeanette?
If you knew you had nothing in common, it's nothing to understand. You know, you married, it was infatuation versus having something in common, basically.
Okay, excellent. Okay, Mahatar, let's go in and bring you in. I mean, nothing in common. Why would you even consider somebody if you have nothing in common with? Sometimes we go to that physical thing. Because if a woman is drop dead gorgeous, I probably can't help myself.
I think sometimes.
Saying.
Yeah, no, I get it. I think sometimes, you know, because I know what we heard a lot had to do with, you know, how gorgeous they are, how handsome they are. And sometimes somebody can just be just so beautiful, you know, and just eye candy that you're hoping. You're hoping that it gets better. You're hoping that you can relate. You're hoping that it's not really what you think it is or what you see. So I agree that really, you know, if you already knew, then you would just like, all right, you know what? I know this ain't going to work, but I just want to go along for the ride. Then when it ends, that's it. The ride is over. I forgot to give out the email address to the nonprofit, which is holisticsafespace@gmail.com, which I guess is a little bit easier because I know a lot of people email. And if you want to find out more about the nonprofit and, you know, tune into our live virtual grand opening, that would be, then I can send you the link. So it's holisticsafespace@gmail.com. And again, we focus on cancer patients who are in remission, and we help them heal from the effects of chemotherapy and radiation. And our telephone number is 434-532-8252. And you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Holistic Safe Space. And what was the last one? Oh, the website.
Yeah.
Is Holistic Safe Space, or www.holisticsafespace.org. But I also want to give you another website that's our sister company. It's our for-profit, and it has a lot of our services, our virtual cooking classes and everything on there. And it's Mahatara, which is my name, .com. So it's MAHATA.com, Mahatara.
All right, excellent. Just before, I want to thank all of our sponsors and prospective sponsors that joined us tonight. We certainly do appreciate you all, and you get an opportunity to advertise each time that you're on the show, along with your ad that you run, if you're considering that. You can, if you all are interested, we support this mission by our weekly sponsorship. You get a copy of the story that was read tonight, along with all the brand new stories every week as a subscriber. And then if you need my personal services, which are usually people feel are very expensive, but if you're a subscriber, the prices are reduced by 95% just for my personal services, one-on-one, or by via phone for consulting. You can also get a copy of my book, After the Passion, by contacting my website, drjessewalker@gmail.com. Or you get in touch with my administrative assistant, Ms. Deidre Woodbury. And just before we close out tonight's show, you will want to join us here tomorrow night for our spiritual show that starts at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow night's topic is, does having a personal relationship with God mean we can ask him questions? Does having a personal relationship with God mean we can ask him questions? Right now we're going to go to Lady T live and close us out. Lady T?
It doesn't matter what you decide to do with your relationship. Just make sure you go to God first. Go to God for it first. Pray to God. Tell God exactly what you want. And hope he gives you your heart desire. And when he does give you your heart desire, please don't take advantage of it. Pray for it. Protect it and cherish it. And you will have a long, happy, lovely relationship.
All right, you all heard it live from Lady C, the very one who said she's going to do her investigation, and we love it. Thank you so much, Lady C, and I want to thank all of you all for joining us tonight. Please join us here tomorrow night for your half, for your one-hour inspirational program that starts 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And, if, of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's program, we'll be back here Saturday morning for our International Divine Intervention Day, which can go to 8:30 a.m., 6:30 to 8:30 a.m., when we'll you'll hear powerful inspirations and testimonies, and we're asking God to intervene into man's, into the humanity of humanistic affairs of mankind. That's what we're asking God to do. So please join us here tomorrow night when the topic will be, does having a personal relationship with God mean we can ask God questions? You don't want to miss that show. If you wanted to miss the show, you should have missed tonight, but you don't want to miss tomorrow night's show. Of course, if you bypass tomorrow night's program, join us here Saturday morning, 6:30 to 8:30, by calling the same number, press 1, if you want to participate. Until tomorrow night or until Saturday morning, and if you bypass Saturday, we'll be back here next Thursday for the Dr. Jess Walk Show. I want to say my listening audience tonight, thank you so much. Good night. God bless. And thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Great show.
Thank you so much.
God bless you all. Stay safe, everyone, and be blessed. Thank you. Great show.